Oh wow, what an unbelievable result. I mean, amazing test match for a World Cup. I think two very evenly matched sides. And I always knew there was never going to be more than 7 points in this match and it was going to go to the wire, but credit to England, they threw absolutely everything at us. They played really well and we really had to be at our best in defence and give a few too many penalties away, but just lost for words, amazing win.
10 points down just after the break, Sam. How did Wales win that match?
I think we've been in this situation a few times at half-time. You know, we might not be leading the game, but we're just back the fitness work we've done in the summer. I know in the last 20 minutes we can come through quite strong. So I think the one advantage we got with this group is that, you know, we always said keep our composure no matter what the circumstance, and I'm glad that we were under a bit of pressure there and we managed to see the game out.
You were the underdogs, really. And given the injuries you've now had, what does it say about the character of this team?
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm gutted for, you know, obviously we've lost John Davis, Reece Webb, Leah, Benny, Corey Allen. See a couple of boys go off there and hopefully they're okay, but it just shows the sort of spirit and the strength of this squad that, you know, even despite we've lost those top quality players, we can still come to a place like Twickenham, one of the hardest places to come in the world, and getting away victory. So it's definitely up there, one of my best wins.